This is the face that I was able to achieve. This is part two of how to do your makeup. Picking the right shade of foundation will save your makeup. Is that true, or do you need to pick the wrong shade? I skip primers. I skip them because sometimes you actually don't need primers. If your skin prep is done right, your base is already tacky and makeup will stay on. If you have super dry skin, use a hydrating primer. If you have super oily skin, use a primer that's more matte. In my opinion, primers are good to have, not a must to have. I'm going to prep my face with a glow primer from Victoria Beckham Beauty. I'm doing this because I know you would want me to do this. I like to press and tap in my primer rather than rubbing it in. Your skincare is just settling down. You don't want to disturb that. Looking for the glow, then glow primer is the right fit for you. Back to foundations. If you like drugstore, there are a lot of drugstore tints out there, which are great. If you have dry skin and you want something luminous and glowy, you have Giorgio Armani. Likes lightweight coverage, you have Patrick Ta, Major Skin. One who likes skin caring foundation, you have Givenchy. One who likes a matte foundation, which gives you full coverage, you have Estee Lauder. Look at the situation. This is how you know I love this. Who wants full glam, but like a very beautiful skin-like full glam, you have House Labs. The beauty is that you can use these serum drops and change the composition of any of these foundations. Make a thicker foundation, thinner. Make a full coverage foundation, light coverage. Now let's talk about the most controversial question. Do we use a makeup sponge or brushes? The answer is right in front of you. Do you see a makeup sponge anywhere? No. Makeup sponges are great. I do use them a lot, only when my brushes are dirty. I personally love to hold a brush and think of it like an extension to my hand. Brushes I would recommend for doing your base complexion routine. Makeup by Mario F4 and House Labs Dual Ended Brush. A little bit of Estee Lauder. This is shade 5-in-1. That's actually quite a lot. You might feel like that's a lot, but I'm doing full coverage, so I do need it. Adding a little bit of B12 drops to make it a bit thinner. I'm going to mix this in and create a uniform foundation. Now your brush should be evenly coated like this. To start with applying the foundation right on the inside, starting from my nose and taking it out under my eye. I want maximum coverage right here. I'm just tapping very, very gently, not overcomplicated. The foundation is going to be a little lighter on the forehead, but that's okay because we're going to use the bronzer to balance out the colors. Look at the difference. You kind of create a uniform base for the whole face, so this actually works out for you. This is a side without. Do you see how it's evened out? The redness is hidden and there's a smooth layer of coverage all over the face. Right shade of foundation for your face is very, very important. But if you want, you can use a little bit of a lighter foundation because your bronzer will balance out the colors. It's completely your personal choice, but if you made a mistake and picked up the shade that is a little lighter, you don't have to throw it away. Just use a bronzer to balance it out. It's very, very important for brands to be inclusive and launch a lot of shades, but it's also very important for consumers to be smart and know how to use a shade if it's not their shade. I have beard, so I don't need to do that, but use the rest of it to cover your whole chin and always, always apply foundation on your ears to make sure they match your face. Your neck, bring it down as well. Look at the way the foundation is such a good match. Here's a super close-up to show you how beautiful the coverage looks. But if you're someone who absolutely loves a beauty blender, this is the moment you can actually use it. Take a damp beauty blender, damp, not wet. Pick up the foundation and just go over the whole face, evening it out. This step will take away any excess amount of foundation and leave a very thin layer of coverage on your face. If you're new to the makeup game, this might help you a lot. Do you see how much it picked up? You can either use a brush or a beauty blender. You don't have to use both, but if you want super refined makeup, go for it. And this is what my face looks with full matte, full coverage foundation. Look how even and smooth it is, and the radiance from the skin prep is still showing. The foundation worked very, very smoothly because of the skin prep. Now, if you like this, go to part three. We're talking concealers, bronzers, blushes, and contours. Can you use your bronzer and your contour together? You'll find the answer in the next part.